Hello, listener. This is Brian, and I just want to let you know about a special event we're premiering in the month of September that we're calling Many-Sided Saturdays. It's basically what you get if you smash together actual play with Saturday morning cartoons. And there is simply no game more Saturday morning cartoon coded than Yazeba's Bed and Breakfast. Every Saturday in September, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern on the Many-Sided Media YouTube page, we are going to be airing our season of Yazeba's Bed and Breakfast. Plus, we will also be airing episodes of the award-winning Yazeba show by Jeff Stormer. That means there will be three back-to-back-to-back episodes of Yazeba's every Saturday morning in September, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern. But we are not just airing reruns. No, no, no. On the last Saturday of September, we are going to be premiering two brand new episodes featuring special guests like Jay Stroutman from Planet Arcana, Cameron Stripmatter from The Panic Table, and Olympic gold medalist Lori Hernandez. So tune in to the Many-Sided Media YouTube channel every Saturday in September starting at 10 a.m. Eastern to hear some great stories from Yazeba's Bed and Breakfast on Many-Sided Saturdays. We'll see you there.
At
Yazeba's Bed and Breakfast!
Oh, we fucked that up.
Once upon a time, the world was cruel, and there was a witch who knew it well. And so she sold her heart to build a house in the woods where the world could never find her. At first, she would let no one into her fortress. But in the long march of days, a strange thing happened. In her own cold and spiteful way, the witch made a friend, and then another, and then several more, until her house was teeming with colorful faces and complicated lives. The house would come to be known as Yazeba's Bed and Breakfast, and it would last for a very long time. Chapter 5, Another Rainy Day, featuring
Abby Hepworth as Gertrude,
Chinook Tissera as Hakid,
Elliot Davis as Parrish,
and Brian Flaherty as Sal. On the front door of Yazeba's Bed and Breakfast, there is a sign which reads, "No soliciting, trespassing, romancing, snooping, snitching, or unnecessary small talk welcome." Yazeba reserves her temper for those she catches violating these rules. Underneath that sign is a second, smaller sign which reads, "Room for everyone." It is always September 15th inside the bed and breakfast, even if it's summer, spring, or winter outside. September 15th is Yazeba's favorite day of the year. And today, as it has been for many days prior, it's raining. Gertrude didn't bring a lot with her to the bed and breakfast. In fact, the only thing she kept close by was her diary, an ancient and tattered notebook full of bubbly handwriting across gridded paper. She was lost in thought, listening to the rain, doing her best to ignore the morning bustle. Pong! A red rubber ball bounced off the door of the washing machine where Gertrude was sitting, and her hand zagged a long trail of ink across an important list she'd been outlining.
Hey, you! Ready to play Demon Ball?
Hey Kid yelled, swinging a walking cane through the air fast enough to make it whistle. Gertrude looked up from her diary, squinted through the eye holes of her mask. The dull roar of splashy, crashy rain on the roof filled every corner of the bed and breakfast, as it had for days and days and days. Gertrude fidgeted with her pen.
What, outside? We'll get soaked if we go out there.
But it's been raining forever.
Hey Kid snarled.
If I can't go outside soon,
I'm gonna explode.
Something about the way they said it, eyes flashing red, made it sound like a credible threat. Gertrude looked around for an actual grown-up, but they all seemed to be busy, and there was no way she was going to bother them. But as she glanced back at Hey Kid, smoke was starting to pour out of their ears as they repeatedly thumped the cane on the floor. Gertrude said,
"Maybe we can find something else to keep you occupied."
This is a relaxed chapter of the game. So before this chapter starts, we've put a big pile of tokens where everyone can reach them. During this chapter, whenever anyone does a whoopsie, they'll take a token. Before anyone can do one of their bingos, they must first give back a token to the table. That's the mechanic of this type of episode. Teens and adults can also get carried away too, so anyone besides Hey Kid has access to these extra whoopsies in addition to what's on their character sheet. They can accidentally break something, they can play too hard for their age and exhaust themselves, they can play too hard for someone else and aggravate, embarrass, or frighten them. Whenever anyone but Hey Kid does a bingo, right afterwards they can suggest and set up an indoor activity to burn off some of Hey Kid's energy. We can check them off below, and each time we do, Hey Kid gets a token. We can suggest a scavenger hunt, a push-up contest, the floor is lava, 10-pin bowling down the hallway, a crab walking race, double dog dare, slide down the stairs, jump over a stick, build a pillow fortress, just wrestle, make up a game for just Hey Kid. Hey Kid is going to be starting with 6 tokens. Everyone else is going to be starting with no tokens. The more tokens Hey Kid has, the more fun they're having, and the less likely they are to explode. Hey Kid has to give up a token anytime anyone tells them to calm, wait, or listen up. Hey Kid has some extra whoopsies they can do right now. They can burst into flame and catch something on fire. They can break something with supernatural strength. They can get very big and very scary for a moment. If Hey Kid runs out of tokens, they explode. Then they immediately get 8 tokens, mark a track on their journey, and describe the devastation on which they have wrought to the bed and breakfast.
You know Chinook wants to explode.
Yeah.
I want to explode so bad.
You're going to absolutely explode. If Hey Kid gets the 13 tokens, they'll calm down and Gertrude can bring the chapter to a close at any point thereafter. If Hey Kid didn't explode, the B&B gets an original Hey Kid artwork. Hey Kid gives 2 tokens to everyone who played with them and keeps half of what they have left. We use those tokens at the end for leftovers and housekeeping, which we'll talk about in our talkback episode. But for now, we open on the bed and breakfast. The light outside is that kind of hazy, dull light that comes when it's been raining for days and days and days that just kind of gives you that dreary feeling inside. Strange, you know, shadows and shapes of droplets going down windows are being echoed throughout the bed and breakfast. And you can hear pretty much from every room in this large house the constant thump, 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 thump of Hey Kid tossing a ball absolutely anywhere they please. You see Sal the night porter standing at the front desk, waiting patiently to check people in should they ever come, plucking at his guitar. Where do we find... I guess actually, Chinook, I'll open it with you. What's Hey Kid up to right away?
Immediately after Hey Kid goes up to Sal, behind Sal, I guess, and then throws the ball at his head and goes,
"We're playing demon ball. You're on my team."
Don't! Hit Sal in the back of the head. I can't play demon. I've got a job to do. I've got to check it in. Can you wait till later?
No.
Well, maybe Gertrude. Do you want to take care of him? I can't really. I've got work to do.
Yeah. So we were looking for something other than demon ball. Maybe. Hey Kid. But could we play up here in the lobby?
We can play demon ball in the lobby.
Let's do a push-up contest instead.
And then we play demon ball?
Maybe.
I'll take that as a yes.
Sal, you want to get in on this?
I guess I could do a push-up contest. Sure. I I've been working on, you know, my upper body a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, Hey Kid, you ready?
I'll count them.
Yeah, I'll do it.
All right.
3, 2, 1, go!
Salga's down on the ground, just starts doing push-ups. Slower, clearly slower than he would like. It's clearly not quite as good as he's hoping for.
Hey Kid's body just kind of morphs into being incredibly muscular and then starts banging out push-ups.
Sal looks over, is like doing real slow, like 1, 2, 3, and looks over and just sees Hey Kid like one arm push-upping like at crazy speed.
And he's like just looking at Sal, like winking, like, eh.
Hey Kid, see if you could do them with claps in between.
Okay.
And he starts doing the clap push-ups. Like does like 3 claps.
From the other room, you hear,
do I hear exercise in there? I do love a rousing bout of exercise.
And Parrish comes flapping in and hops down to do little froggy push-ups.
Yeah, Parrish, you want to get in on us for doing push-up contest?
Yes, I did like to, you know, tone the bod in my youth.
And then I think I'll take a whoopsie for pulling something, because I haven't exercised since my youth.
I'm also gonna do a whoopsie and fake confidence. Kind of look around and go, I'm definitely gonna win this. I'm absolutely gonna. Okay. Hey Kid, you're gonna tire out. I can tell. Okay.
No way, I'm winning.
And then Kaken looks up at Gertrude and says,
How do I know if I win?
You just keep going. You got 117 more push-ups to do.
You just hear Sal.
Well, really, the fitness of the mind is the most important thing.
Hey Kid, like, increases their muscle composure even more and just starts banging out 117. And after they hit 117, Hey Kid goes,
okay, win. I get to take something from Parrish's room. And then runs to
what?
Parrish's room.
What? What? No!
Sal just fully collapses on the ground.
Hey, kid, wait. What if we,
I'm going to bluster headfirst into a solution and say, what if we
played The Floor is Lava?
Okay.
Do you know how it works?
Oh, boy, do I. And then Hey Kid, like kind of gestures to make everyone get on a piece of furniture. And then once everyone's there, their eyes turn red and they kind of like hit the floor. And it all looks like real lava.
Oh, no.
Sal's just standing on top of like the night porter's podium at the stop, just going, Hey, kid.
Yeah.
Did you make lava? I don't
think.
No. Can we make a different kind of lava?
Ooh, more dangerous lava?
No! Okay.
And the lava starts bubbling.
Oh. Hey kid, I don't know if I can make this jump.
Well, if you don't, you'll get sent to the seventh hell.
I'm just gonna post up here. I'm gonna be like the home fort.
Parrish is just eyes staring at the lava, having flashbacks to his days as a knight, and you just see him fully not playing the game anymore. Just
hey, Parrish, how you doing over there?
Parrish?
Hey Kid's gonna like jump onto the ceiling and start like crawling and then goes up and goes,
Parrish, say something, this is boring.
What?
You see Hey Kid start to like vibrate or something with like the pent up energy.
Let's jump to that bookshelf. Boing.
That's the jump sound.
That's an incredible jump sound.
I think Sal's gonna do a whoopsie as well. It's like still not quite into it, and is gonna just coast on by and try and just kind of like try to get Hey Kid's attention on other people. Just like, oh, Hey Kid, look at Parrish. Wow, look at those hops.
Boing. Boing.
I can do that.
And boing. Then Haykid tries to like jump onto like the bookshelf that Paris just jumped off of, and didn't like Haykid's muscles are still out in this weird that muscular form that they took, and absolutely smashes the bookshelf and destroys, and the books start like falling into the lava and like bubbling. I'm gonna do a whoopsie. That's gonna be well, a whoopsie. I break something with my supernatural strength.
Sal immediately looks over to the stairwell that leads up to Yuseba's room as the crash happens. Goes, hey kid. Do you want to try? How about a, And he looks around on the podium and he sees that he has a to-do list that he was given by Yuseba. Do you want to do a scavenger hunt?
What are we hunting for?
Oh, so, and he pulls out the paper. So many cool things like a vacuum cleaner. Yeah. And a duster, you know, like a feather duster. Yeah.
Okay. And Haykid like jumps down into the lava, and then you see like Haykid's eyes turn red, and they go, and like it all gets like oof. Like it all gets sucked into his eyes and mouth, and he goes,
okay.
You just see a couple of the books go in with it, just like no.
Paris was just holding on to the fragments of the bookshelf as they were sinking into the lava.
It almost sucked Paris.
It almost sucked him in.
Okay, so this is a special scavenger hunt, right? It's got special rules. Okay, we got to get everything on this list. Okay, but you have to do it as quietly as possible. And I'm going to try to use a bingo to support someone creatively. So look around. There are ghosts that are trying to do this list before you can do it. But ghosts. Don't let them know that you're doing it, okay?
Ghosts?
Yeah.
I love ghosts.
They're trying to beat you. You got to race the ghosts, okay?
Okay.
But you got to be really quiet, because if they hear you, they're going to try to get it before you do, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here's the list.
I'm going to kill the ghosts.
No. You're just racing the ghosts.
Yes. And then after I win, they become my ghosts.
I don't think that's how it works either.
That's ghost law. That's how it works.
That is ghost law.
Is that ghost law?
That's Gertrude, ghost
do you know
law,
about ghost law?
I don't really know about ghost law. I haven't done it. But can I make like a really pretty version of the list for Hey Kid? I like making lists.
Yeah, you can make a list.
Okay, cool. I'm going to make a list version of this. Hey, Sal, I have a question.
Yeah, what's up?
Is this just your to-do list?
No. It's a scavenger hunt.
It's okay. You can tell me the secret.
It's just my to-do list. I've got a lot of stuff.
Now, hey, kid, the secret to a hunt
is
you have to be very stealthy. And then Parrish is going to get lost in the fantasy and say, I live for the hunt! And go running off into another room.
And hey, kid, is absolutely going to be like,
No, wait. They're my ghosts!
And then he will chase after Parrish.
All right, vacuum cleaner. Where's the vacuum cleaner? I've got to find the vacuum cleaner.
And shuffling around in the closet looking for a vacuum cleaner.
Brian, I have a question.
Yeah, go for it.
So if I keep a secret that I should keep, which in this case is keeping the secret of the to-do list from Haykid, yeah. It's a bingo. So what happens then? Do I get a coin? Do I get a token?
You give a token to do a bingo.
So as Hey Kid and Parrish are rummaging through the closet, making now more of a mess than what there was, much to Sal's dismay. I want to go around and have everyone describe their characters. So Parrish and Hey Kid, I want to start with both of you as you're grabbing through this closet, not being particularly stealthy. What does the listener see?
Hey Kid looks like a 10-year-old that has taken a bunch of steroids, like still ginormous from the push-up contest. They have not like tan blue skin, whatever that looks like to you. a little tail coming out, wearing like a puffy like rainy day sweater type thing, but because they've kind of shape-shifted, it's incredibly tight to their body, and has like long like flowing curly hair. But has like the baby face of a 10-year-old. absolutely still looks like a child at this moment.
And Parrish, what do we see as your froggy self is digging through this closet?
I think that Parrish on a rainy day like today is rocking a like oversized chunky fisherman sweater over his little frog body, almost where it looks like he's kind of Winnie the Poohing it, but he does have like his usual cargo shorts on underneath, always little froggy feet poking out, not a shoe guy. and yeah, just big, very comfy sweater, and then always has his like safari hat on, no matter what season, like floppy, like fisherman's safari style hat.
Love that.
And back in the lobby, we hear the cacophony of bang clang as you guys are tossing stuff out of the closet.
Oh, also he's a frog.
If that wasn't clear from the frog feet, the rest of him is also frog.
Yeah, the rest of him is also frog. Yeah. Full frog.
Full frog.
Full frog.
Not just half frog.
Back in the lobby of the bed and breakfast, where Sal is starting to get more and more nervous, Gertrude, as you're making your very fancy, very nice version of Sal's to-do list, what does Gertrude look like?
Yeah, Gertrude's doing like a real doodle, pretty, like trying to make all of the mundane things of like go find a dustpan look like cool, exciting things and on the list. Scavenger hunt list that she's making. Gertrude is a teenager who is figuring herself out. So she's kind of got like tween energy where it's like you just don't really understand what's happening with you. And so she's wearing kind of very mismatched clothes of like sweatpants and a big old chunky sweater that like don't go together in any way, shape, or form. Very oversized and comfortable, especially for a rainy day like this. And she has on big old wool socks as well, which is another reason that she was like, floor is lava, I'm not going to leap from place to place. These socks are slippery. And she's got, yeah, her notebook constantly attached to her hand.
And Sal, who's now like gripping the night porter, like the concierge podium, is a like a bigger guy, nose ring. And you can see all of his fingers are calloused from picking at his guitar, which is always like standing. It's always like within 3 feet of him. You see all of his clothes are like nice, but have like become ratty, kind of like as a style, like a little bit punk rock, but not quite sure what version of music this is. Is it punk rock? Is it classical? Is it, you know, synth wave? There's a lot of different styles happening. And Sal will be the first to tell you, hasn't quite figured out exactly what his musical taste is, but it's kind of all over the place. And also not really a shoes forward guy, very sandals forward.
Rock on.
Sal hears another big, big clang and starts to just slowly make his way over to the closet to see how much destruction he has wrought with this ploy. How you guys doing?
Haked turns to Sal and goes,
I can't find the vacuum.
And as they do this, they burst into flames. I'm gonna take another
token. Oh, that's hot. We're supposed to have fire extinguishers.
Oh, I found it in here somewhere. Hold on.
Oh, I found it. And Gertrude's going to pull it out from under the front desk and run over.
Okay, Gertrude, use it.
Oh, I don't know if just I know how.
Pin. Just pull the pin.
Do it. Is the pin. And then.
Squeeze it.
Just squeeze it.
Point three.
Oh, got some kickback.
That's fun. I love this.
You just see, like, two blinking eyes under a pile of foam that are Parrish fully covered.
You see Parrish walk slightly to the side and there's a Parrish-shaped outline in front, like Sal's chest.
I think Gertrude had more fun than she expected with this and is like, oh, this could maybe be like a fun game. Hey, kid, you want to go see if there's like some other stuff that maybe needs to have a fire extinguisher?
Ooh, okay, maybe. Oh no. How about instead we let's play jump over the stick. Hey kid, go jump over the stick.
Hey kid grabs the fire extinguisher from Gertrude and absolutely sprays Sal down with the fire extinguisher.
Stop it.
Paris tries to get serious and is like, "Now, hey kid, listen. I want to give you a little bit of advice. Safety tools are not safety toys, all right?"
Yeah, nice one, hey kid.
Gertrude.
Give me my turn.
Gertrude. Hey kid absolutely sprays down Gertrude.
That's not what I meant. I meant, can I spray it?
This isn't what this is for.
This is definitely Gertrude also doing a whoopsie and getting carried away with this and therefore destroying kind of accidentally breaking something, I guess, using up the fire extinguisher.
I think I'm going to try and reinforce Sal's suggestion by really selling jump over a stick and just like doing big boing, like way too high for this stick over, "Hey kid, look at this." Boing.
Wow. Hey kid turns into like a parish sized like version of themselves.
That's the spirit.
And then goes over to the stick and then uses the fire extinguisher as like a jetpack to go over the stick, just like the same exact height.
Well, okay. All right. Oh, well. I guess I could go a little higher.
And there you get what do you call the excrement from a fire extinguisher? Is there a name for that?
Foam.
Sure.
Foam. Yeah.
The foam starts to like get everywhere, and I think there's like some old like picture books of Yazeba's like travels before they started the bread and breakfast, and this foam is absolutely getting on these like old photo books and kind of breaking and making the pictures all like crumbly and moist in a way that is going to destroy them.
Sal sees this and is like very quickly grabbing the picture books and like trying to move. "Hey kid, you've got to stop."
"Why?"
"Look at this. You're breaking things. You're breaking too many things. You can have fun, but you have to have fun in a different way. Okay, you got to listen."
"Okay, let's play demon ball."
And puts the fire extinguisher down, grabs the ball and starts throwing it at everybody.
"No, stop. Ow. Hey kid. You gotta play something calm in the indoor game. Demon Ball is an outdoor game."
"Then let's go outside."
"It's raining. You can't go outside. You'll get all wet."
"I like being wet."
"Me too, honestly."
"Let's go, Parrish."
Little puddle jump?
"I love puddle jump."
"Ah, yes."
I think right as Hey Kid goes to open the door, there's a huge crash. Of lightning.
Ooh. "Well, maybe after the rain we can puddle jump."
That's just Dundara, the demon thunder god thing.
"You know of the demon thunder god?"
"Yeah, they're my cousin."
1,000-yard stare from Parrish.
He could just like snapping in front of Parrish's face, but nothing's happening. And Hey Kid gets just like impatient, I guess, and just like,
"You guys are boring. I'm done." And then Star runs to go to the backyard.
"Wait, Hey Kid, I had an idea. So some of these books are pre-ruined already, and then there's so much like fun foam and everything. What if we tried to slide on the books downstairs into the pile of foam at the bottom? You want to help me build, like, a book slide to do it?"
"Gertrude, I don't say this lightly, because this is very serious for me. But you are an absolute genius!"
"Oh, man, thanks, Hey Kid. That makes you feel really good. Maybe today's not so bad after all."
"Yeah, no, you're not old and boring like I thought you were."
"What?
Old and boring.
I'm a little boring. Then what's Parrish?"
Whoa,
ancient
I'm
and boring.
I'm jiggy with it.
Paris starts doing a little dance. Gonna take a whoopsie for that. Woo! Look at this. Hey, what's this?
Sal looks over and like you just see all over his like kind of tattered cardigan or like a bunch of like metal and punk band patches, and he's just shaking his head watching this dance. Oh God.
Ooh. A pretty cool dance, Parrish. I wish I could dance like that.
Sal's going to go over to Gertrude. Gertrude, it's really... I don't like being the voice of reason. Like, that's so not punk rock.
Oh.
But can you just try to, like, minimize the damage?
Did
like,
I do something bad?
No. You're doing great.
I thought it was a really smart idea. Hey, kid told me I was a genius.
A true, like, mini-sized version on Gertrude's shoulder. It's like, yeah, you're bad. You're naughty.
Oh. I'm gonna do a bingo and speak from the heart. And he looks at Gertrude and goes, listen, Gertrude, you're doing great. These are great ideas, and I think you're really helping Hey Kid get this energy out. Let's do our best to make sure we minimize the damage to the bed and breakfast, okay? So that we don't wanna have to deal with Yazeba, okay? Let's have fun.
Yeah, she doesn't like me very much.
There are lots of cool ways to have fun. Let's keep it as creative as we can. Let's get Hey Kid's energy all out, okay?
Maybe I shouldn't even really be part of this group. That's okay. I'll just go sit over there.
Trust me, Gertrude, you are absolutely the person for this. Because, listen, I got to clean this up because, like, I'm still kind of on duty, right? Aww. So that means you're in charge, mm-hmm. All right? You're the person. You got to take Hey Kid. You got to do it. But I know you can do it, okay?
This feels like a lot more responsibility than I want.
No, all you got to do is slide down the stairs. Go slide down the stairs and you've done your job.
Oh, Uggy, you said no slides? So I do slides?
Just slides, but, like, you know, be gentle slides.
Okay.
Parrish taps you on the shoulder, Gertrude, and has... You didn't see him go into the kitchen to prepare, but has a tray. What's Gertrude's, like, favorite snack, you think?
Oh, man. What is Gertrude's favorite snack? I think it's Oreos with peanut butter.
A little tray of Oreos with peanut butter. Here you go, Gertrude. A little snack will help.
Oh, Paris,
do a little bingo.
This is my favorite.
Hey, kid, still on Gertrude's shoulder. It's like that mini devil on your shoulder. Hands
a little Oreo to Minnie. Yeah.
takes the Oreo. Is the peanut butter like on the Oreo or like is it on the side?
Oh no! Opened up, spread on the inside, and reclosed.
Okay. Hey, kid. Looks at the Oreo. Opens it, wipes like the peanut butter and the cream off, and just eats one part of the cookie and then throws the other part away.
Hey Kid doesn't eat the cream or the peanut butter?
Doesn't eat the cream. Hey Kid doesn't like the cream.
That's Sal saying that. You didn't eat the cream or peanut butter?
I hate the cream. It's the worst part.
Oh, the cream is the worst part.
I hate it.
This is the best snack. Thanks, Parrish. This was really nice.
Yeah, of course. Well, hey, kid, while you're small, why don't we take the cream you don't like and maybe we make a little small game, like the foam, but small. We can build little snowmen out of the cream.
Out of the cream?
Yeah, out of the cream.
Okay, well, I'm going to take these three cookies before you start doing that. And Gertrude, like, shovels a couple in her face.
Yeah, this nice snack like made for you is getting requisitioned for the game.
Gertrude really quickly takes three or
Gertrude
four.
Gertrude stuffing her face with these cookies. Hey Kid takes like the cream that they wiped off, and like the same way they made the lava of like it coming out of their face, they like put the cream in their mouth, and then like they go like vomit the like lava, but it's all like this white cream now, and out comes like the books and the vacuum from before. It's like a little winter wonderland of Oreo cream.
Hey, this is Brian, and I just want to tell you about some cool new stuff from our friends at Hero Forge. Hero Forge offers fully customizable tabletop minis with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your web browser. Hero Forge is constantly releasing new content, and they've just launched their latest feature, custom acrylic keychains. These keychains use the same technology as their color standees and are the perfect way to rep your beloved character when you're out in the world. They are highly detailed, ridiculously durable, and made of 1/8-inch thick acrylic featuring front and back color printing, measured on the same 30mm scale as Hero Forge minis and standees, which means they will be a one-for-one match for your heroes on the battle map. Plus, Hero Forge just released stainless steel minis. These are perfect for anyone who is looking for the retro feel of old-school minis. These stainless steel minis have a textured finish and a rugged, highly durable feel. So visit heroforge.com to start designing your custom keychains and steel minis today.
You see, looking up from the ground, blood-red clouds boiling across the sky.
You did ask me to bring the thunder.
Dejin! Dejin! Help! I've got the chalice, please!
Well, if they're following you, then I guess that takes care of a loose end for me.
All of you feel the earth beneath you shake and crack and break.
I feel that I have failed both of you, and I am sorry for that.
This has nothing to do with you being a bad leader.
Do you want a countdown? Oh, I think I want a countdown.
I wanted to help. I always had good intention. I did not deserve to die.
Now.
The Lucky Die Podcast is a weekly 5e Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast. Join our adventure every Monday wherever you download podcasts by searching for The Lucky Die.
Hello, my name is Sam Dunnewald, and I'm here to tell you about Dice Exploder, a podcast where each week me and a rotating co-host take one tabletop RPG mechanic, just one mechanic, and break it down as deep as we possibly can. If you love thinking about role-playing games and how they work, this is the show for you. Come listen to me talk to Alex Roberts about love and pity, John Harper about elegance and layout, and Mikey Ham about, what else? Exploding dice! It's an interview show, a review show, a design show, and most of all, a show for anyone who loves these games. Come on down and join us. Find Dice Exploder at DiceExploder.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parrish is like, idea, and sprints into the kitchen and comes back with a little sieve with powdered sugar in it and just starts shaking it over Hey Kid on this little tray.
Hey Kid is... Oh my god, this is amazing.
Sal is gonna look around. So we're in a hallway. The everything is like destroyed. There is now powdered sugar all over Hey Kid, everything's covered in cream and vacuums. And Sal's gonna do a bingo about it and just laugh about it. All right. Okay. I guess we're doing this now. So you know what? And he's going to look over and a bunch of the stuff in the hallway, he's just going to grab a bunch of it and set it up like pins in a bowling alley at the end of the hall. And he's got the demon ball from Hey Kid, and he chucks it at Hey Kid and goes, Hey Kid, think you can knock down all these pins with that ball?
You bet I can.
And Hey Kid morphs into like a regular sized child and like has like a bowling jersey somehow grow out of their body and is absolutely into this bowling idea.
Sal's like behind the pins, goes, all right, bring it to me.
Hey Kid tosses the ball and absolutely smashes a picture of like Yazeba and her oldest friend, like her first customer at the bed and breakfast.
Uh-oh, can I go again?
Sal is just holding the ball and just kind of goes, yeah. Tosses the ball back to you.
I'm gonna take another token for that. Whoopsie.
What are you at token count?
I'm at 9 right now.
Gertrude is gonna do a simultaneous bingo and whoopsie, and she's gonna try to make herself useful while simultaneously taking on more than she can carry by trying to use the vacuum, start vacuuming up the foam. She feels bad.
Yeah, I just mean, I this is partly like because I kind of did this one, and so I'll just start like vacuuming it up, and then very quickly realizes the vacuum simply cannot handle the amount of foam that there is in the lobby.
Parrish is like, no, you don't have to do that alone, and grabs onto the vacuum and is trying to like help you at the same time. Like, no, see, we just like this and like this. do a little refuse to let go whoopsies, as I don't want you to do the vacuum. I'm like, you didn't cause the mess. You don't have to do this.
Well, no, it's cool. I can do. Am I not doing it right? No.
No, man. You're doing great.
You're doing it wrong. Stop cleaning it up.
Okay.
Hey, kid, listen here.
Okay.
You don't. Not nice. All right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's okay.
Stop cleaning.
It's all right. I'm always messing up. It's fine. I'm just gonna go sit over here.
He could like stops throwing the ball at Sal and goes,
"No, Gertrude, you're not messing up. You're just the ghosts. The ghosts don't want you to do this anymore."
I forgot about the ghosts.
Yeah.
Do you believe in ghosts, hey kid?
Do I have a what?
Do you believe in ghosts?
Yeah,
ghost law. And, like, vomits out the ghost law book that they sucked up. It's like, see? It says they're real.
All right.
That's ghost law number one.
That's ghost law number one.
Sal, like, looks over at the bookshelf that's got, like, 30 tomes of ghost law and is missing, like, the first tome. And is just, like, trying to sneak back over to grab it before you eat it again.
Ooh, hey, kid, why don't I... Can I just take that?
No, no!
Okay. Hey, kid.
Yeah?
Why don't you just tell us, what do you want to do today?
Hey, kid, looks at the three of you and, like, gets, like, really small. Like, looks like a six-year-old little kid and goes,
hey, kid just wants to play with their friends. Which are you three right now?
Well, us too.
Hey, kid. Yeah, we want to play with you.
Sounds like it's demon ball time.
and you can take a token for telling us what you wanted to do.
Nice.
And also getting, you got very big and scary for a moment.
It did absolutely get really big and scary. Parrish peed himself a little bit.
Well, Def, certainly. Oh, good thing the sweater's so big.
You get like big and scary, and you kind of like bump into the wall, and a bunch more stuff comes out of the closet, and that closet, like all the stuff from that closet, tumbles out, hits a different door, and opens that door, and more stuff tumbles out of a different closet across the hall, and what tumbles out is all like linens and sheets and pillows. And so there's just this like big clump of like white puffy mess, and Sal looks and he goes,
"Hey kid, have you ever built a pillow fort before?"
"No, I've only torn down fortresses in my lifetime."
"How would you like to try to build one? Maybe like try to make the biggest blanket and pillow fort that the bed and breakfast has ever seen."
"Can we tear it down after?"
"Yeah, it's the best part."
"Then I'm in, baby."
Sal's just going to hoist up like a metric ton of sheets and fitted sheets and pillows and start taking them into the lobby that has like a bunch of like high backed chairs and things that are perfect for like draping blankets over.
"Ah, yes, the key to a good fort is a strong foundation." We want a hexagonal formation of chairs on which to build our fort. Parrish's getting very, very foreman about, like, construction foreman about this.
Hey kid, like, innocently is, like, listening to Parrish and, like, out of just, like, pure, like, childlike curiosity is like, "Is this what they taught you in the war?"
"The war?"
"Yeah, the war."
1,000-yard stare.
Hey, Parrish?
Hey, Parrish.
What?
You want to put this pillow over there?
Right, pillow, couch pillow, body pillow, optimal pillow structure for the fort, right? As I was saying, what was I saying?
No, that all sounds really, really helpful. Yeah, sometimes I like to build, laundry forts in the laundry room, so I can handle the sheets parts of this.
Excellent. On we go, pillows, get the pillows.
You see, as you guys are building, Sal kind of goes over to the night porter's like kiosk or whatever, and his guitar is right there, and just kind of picks it up and starts like plucking away at stuff and goes,
"Pillow fort,
pillow fort. Do a pillow fort and build it.
Oh! Ah! Pear starts dancing again.
He's gonna do a whoopsie, getting caught up in his own stuff. So you hear, like, for a second it becomes like a backing track, and then it very quickly just devolves into him, like, repeating the same four chords over and over again. Just been pillow fort, gotta make it bigger. Pillow, no, got it. Pillow fort, gotta make it. Just like scribbling stuff down.
I want everyone to sing.
Pillow fort.
I don't know. I don't really sing.
Doing my dance.
Hey Kid looks at Gertrude after they say they don't want to sing and goes,
"What was that? Gertrude?
Yeah.
Sing pillow fort.
We could just like be calm in the pillow fort, can't we?"
Sal's gonna jump in and do a bingo to do it again, but louder.
Pillow fort! Pillow fort! Gotta make it big, gotta make it really fluffy! Pillow fort!
Pillow
fort!
Big and fluffy, big and fluffy, 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 fluffy,
fluffy! Woo!
I think Gertrude does finally, with the last refrain, get on board and start singing.
Hakeet is absolutely like moshing around like a mosh pit. It starts like picks up Parrish, like throws them in the air, like bumping off of Gertrude, and like absolutely is just any furniture in the way is getting body checked. And I think like takes a chair and just picks it up and smashes it against one of the walls, and it breaks into a bunch of pieces as they sing pillow fort. And I'm gonna take a token for breaking something.
You see, Sal's just like getting really into it as like, and is feeding off of Hey Kid's energy. Like, Hey Kid's going nuts, is moshing, is like breaking stuff. Sal's fully forgotten like night porter responsibilities and just going, pillow fort, pillow fort, gotta make it fluffy, 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 fluffy. He's gonna take a whoopsie for playing too hard for his age and exhausting himself. And he just plays so hard, his voice gets super hoarse. Like, pillow. No, it's a real cough. It just kind of like sits back down, and then now it's like strumming quietly. All right, now the a cappella version. And then now the acoustic version. Pillow fort.
When you smash the chair, Parrish is instantly like, no, the northeast wall! And is like trying to rebuild the chair from
the northeast.
From fragments of chair. And bite off more than I can chew, take a whoopsie.
Oh, that's so funny. Northeast wall.
Hey kid, can I show you a cool skill maybe you didn't know I had?
Yeah.
You got a flashlight?
No. Wait.
And he could vomits up a flashlight.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you can hold that. Okay. Okay, point it at that sheet over there.
He could points it at the sheet.
And then Gertrude is going to start doing, like, shadow hand puppets, which I can't do, which is why I'm just doing weird claw hand.
It's an audio medium. You don't have to tell anybody.
I'm wow, doing
Abby,
really impressive.
I didn't know you were so good at shadow puppets.
Oh my god, look at those really, shadow really puppets. Nice.
Look at this Kraken.
You only have two hands, but somehow you have a foreground and a background.
Is that Boca?
I'm gonna do a bingo by showing off a cool skill. You wanna try it, hey kid?
Yeah, I do.
And hey kid, with their like seemingly similar to Gertrude, with their shadow puppetry skills, just go incredibly, like, it looks like a math, like a piece of cinema. Like, there's details in these shadows that you didn't know was possible for shadows. Like, you can see, like, sadness and, like, crying and just all that. And, like, it's an Oscar-winning film that's being told right now is what's happening.
What's the genre?
It is... a romantic horror is what.
Who's the director?
It's Gertrude. By Gertrude.
Yeah. Mm. Oh yeah, that's really good. Okay, maybe have the next one. Like he comes in from the other side, and maybe it's like she's gonna go do something romantic, but then it gets foiled by the vampires.
He could absolutely do it. Is doing this and is gonna do a bingo as they watch, learn, and copy from Gertrude.
Oh,
I think. Bingo's, I give a coin back.
Back to the pool, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think Sal's
nine again.
Sal's going to do a bingo as well, supporting someone creatively, and it's just going to start playing like very nice acoustic backing music to all the stuff that you guys are doing.
It's underscored
with deliberately trying to like add some like calming notes in there. So you can see the music is trying to like dictate the picture just a little bit, like trying to bring down the energy just a little bit. But it's playing nicely and quietly in the background as you guys do this shadow puppetry in front of the inside of the blanket fort.
As you do this, Akid is like,
I'm getting sleepy.
Sal's going to kind of come down and go,
Akid, do you want to play a special game that's just for you?
My film's not over yet.
Yeah, the vampires, we're just about to wreak havoc.
Yeah, we just got to the vampire wreaking havoc part. They're going to take the village and then eat everyone, and then it's going to get really violent and gory now.
Yeah.
Well, what if the vampires just kind of hang out and, like, have fun?
Is that what you want? You want me to do Twilight?
You see Sal has, like, lapels on his cardigan, and peeking out from one is a Team Jacob patch. And it just kind of, he embarrassedly kind of, like, puts the lapel over top of it.
Well, I was always Team Edward. So I think doing a little Twilight puppet show would be wonderful. And that's what the kids are. Team Edward, right? Hey, kid?
Trying to be hip. Again, messing it up.
Yeah, everyone was always talking about that book and doing the different teams. I never really wanted to be on either team. It just seemed sort of like, I didn't like the teams.
Well, the books are one thing, but the movies, that Robin Pattinson, I mean, come on.
There's nothing. The only good scene in Twilight's that baseball scene. You want to do the baseball scene with shadow puppets? Let's do the baseball scene.
Let's do baseball. Shadow puppet baseball.
Sal kind of looks over and goes, oh, I don't really know that. I mean, what kind of music would it be? And just plays the exact music from the scene.
And Haken does a dramatic retelling with shadow puppets of the Twilight baseball scene when the vampires are all playing baseball because it's thunderstorming. Oh, perfect. It's also thunderstorming. So Eugene's thunder. It's like when they hit the ball.
Times perfectly.
It's perfectly. It's a beautifully redone part of that movie. And then Haken's like,
okay, I'm done with vampires.
What's Hey Kid's token count at?
Hey Kid is at 9 right now. Because I gave one back.
I think that Parrish will say,
well, now that our fortress is built, perhaps it's time for the great siege. We should divide and go to war.
A siege?
A siege.
I love a siege.
Hey, kid, would you like to defend or attack?
I want to attack.
Hey, kid, who else do you want on your team?
Hey, kid looks at the three of you and goes,
Gertrude's definitely trying to, like, hide behind her notebook, being like, maybe if I cover my face, he'll forget that I'm an option.
Like, Hey Kid, like, paces in front of you like a
drill sergeant.
Yes, like a drill sergeant, like, looking at, like, their troops and goes, none of you are adequate. And then, like, whistles and goes, yuck, yuck. And out of, like, a ball of, like a demon portal kind of opens, and out comes, like, a cute little, like, dog. Looks absolutely like a sweet little angel puppy, and comes up to me, and Haken goes, we ride at dawn.
Oh, look at that dog. It's pretty cute.
Don't touch it. It will. It is very dangerous.
Oh.
So you don't want any of us on your... on your attacking team?
No, me and Yuck Yuck are gonna attack you.
Well, then it's war.
I could be the storyteller sitting over here. I'll record it for
Gertrude, I need you to man.
Oh.
The fucking, can't think of the word.
Balustrades? I don't know.
Balustrades, that is the exact word. Man, the balustrades, Gertrude.
Okay.
Sal kind of like goes back over and sits in a chair and is going to do a whoopsie by just trying to coast on by and is just making up a tune like, balustrades, balustrades.
Sal, I need you in the interior chamber defending the queen. Balustrades.
But I'm manning the balustrades. The balustrades.
Sal, the queen requires your defense.
No, I'm good here. I'm figuring out some stuff.
All right then.
Hey kid, looks at everyone and goes,
I hope everyone's ready.
And then has like a stick that I guess they just carry around as like a toy that they leave at the house. Taps the ground like Gandalf the Grey. And like immediately, like it's pretty gloomy and dark in the bed and breakfast, but it gets like darker, like almost nighttime. It feels like things have just gotten darker. And Hey Kids and Yuck Yuck and Hey Kid both kind of like disappear into the darkness, and all you can see is Hey Kid's little red eyes. All you hear from the darkness is,
I shall take the queen.
You see Parrish manning like a little like wheelie. What's this thing called?
Crank?
Like a crank. You see Parrish manning like a pillow made crank, and all of a sudden you just see a very complex pillow drawbridge come up. And then he hops up to the balustrades and says,
"Let them come."
You hear in the darkness, he could go,
"Yuck yuck go,"
and you just hear like a dog, like a very like violent like hound kind of like running around, and things are just crashing left and right. Things are just breaking. You don't see what's breaking, but you can hear. There's so much stuff just getting destroyed right now, and I'm gonna take a token for breaking more stuff. And then I'm at 10. And then the pillow fort that with the drawbridge. Yeah, I guess, Hey Kid, you see, like, coming, like, I guess in the darkness, coming towards the pillow fort, the two little red eyes. And then Hey Kid goes,
this is my fort now.
And then bursts into flames. And the sheet starts to catch fire as Hey Kid charges.
Sal is behind the podium, is going to stand on top of the podium and is going to do a whoopsie by playing too hard for someone else and either aggravating them, embarrassing them, or frightening them. And all of a sudden you just hear Sal whisper, on the third day, look to the east, and jumps and like tries to tackle Hey Kid. And you see just this like pretty large like swan dive onto this like 10-year-old kid, kind of just like forgetting the power dynamic between these two people, and tackles you into the middle court.
Sal, the queen will never forget what you did this day.
Hey Kid's at 11 tokens because I lit something on fire.
Gertrude, loose the trebuchets.
There's just a pile of pillows behind you to throw.
Gertrude just kind of like pushes it over and is like, was that it?
Perfect! You did great!
Hey Kid is cackling in fun as like they wrestle Sal, and Yuck Yuck is also getting involved, and it's just like Yuck Yuck's barks, like while they look like a puppy, sound like a violent old smoker dog, if you will. Like a dog that has ripped cigarettes is what Yuck Yuck sounds like as they like try and like lick and like gently claw at Sal and like play.
And you can take an extra token for just wrestling.
Oh, amazing! I'm at 12 right now.
Yeah. Maybe we could play another game.
Yeah, sure. Give me 1 second.
Okay. And then Hey Kid like gets up, grabs the fire extinguisher, and puts out the sheet fires that they made.
Yzeba's gonna get mad. Those are her favorite sheets.
Parrish had gone into the castle and had like a wig on and was ready to play the queen. and then pops out and is like,
oh, are we done? Okay. All right, siege over. All right.
No, we can keep playing. I didn't mean to ruin the fun.
No. All good.
You also see Sal look at, you say these are Yuseba's favorite sheets, and he goes, no, they're not. I left those ones over there. And he looks back in the corner, and there's like these crappy white ones over there, and he looks back at the sheets that are currently like a singed mess, and they're all like fine piping embossed, and like, right, like in the middle of them, it says like 5,000 thread count, like moon Egyptian cotton or something.
Oh, crap.
Well, Gertrude, what game do you want? What game do you want to play?
Maybe we could do a crab walking race.
You want to challenge us to a race?
We could walk like crabs. We could scurry.
Yes.
We could scurry that way.
I do love a scurry.
We could scurry away from the fire and the mess, so that if Yuzeba comes back, maybe she doesn't think that I did it.
I'm telling Yuzeba you did it.
Gertrude's going to do a whoopsie and assume the worst and go, oh, she's going to think that I did it, and she's going to be so mad, and she already doesn't like me. Oh, no, no,
hey,
no,
kids,
no, no,
once again,
no.
Tiny on your shoulder, like,
yeah, she's going to hate you forever. That's real
tough. Parrish is going to lean into Hey Kid and give a little bit of fatherly wisdom and say, now, Hey Kid, snitches get stitches. You understand what that means?
No.
No, what it means is we don't snitch on our comrades in fun, all right?
Ah, but yeah. We were on different teams in the war.
Well, but we're all on the same team of fun. Now, Gertrude's on your team, all right?
Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Now, you don't snitch on your teammate.
So we tell Yuzeba Yuck Yuck did it.
Yuck Yuck did it, yep.
Okay.
And Yuck Yuck, will be gone. That's fine. You can blame the homies when they're not there.
You just hear Yuck Yuck go, huh?
Like a disgusting smoker bark.
That's a good Yuck Yuck.
Sal is going to do a whoopsie coming up to Gertrude.
Making light of something important.
And just be like, trust me, Yuzeba doesn't care. She doesn't think about any of us. So this will be fine. Don't worry.
So you think of a shoe you even care about me?
Oh, no, that he doesn't mean doesn't think about. He more means.
I'm gonna do a bingo to take my time and get it right. And I'm just gonna kind of lean down to Gertrude and be like, Gertrude, listen. You don't gotta worry about anything, okay?
Okay.
Yuzeba's a little, you know, prickly on the outside, but I promise she's a warm marshmallow deep down inside.
As you keep saying deep, Gertrude is slowly sinking just to the floor.
Turtling.
She's sinking to the floor and then slowly assuming crab walk position. It goes, okay, go! And then just scuttles off down the hallway.
Full crab.
Full crab.
You're cheating!
And, like, gets into full crab, like, puts their hands, like, down their pants, but, like, their right arm goes to, their left pant short leg, and then the right... You know what I'm talking about?
I
you
do.
Ever do that?
And you're then painting a real picture.
And then starts scuttling poorly. And Yuck Yuck, Yuck Yuck follows.
I heard no ready set!
This is really Gertrude trying to escape.
Sal's just like running regular. Just like, no, Gertrude, come back. I didn't quite do that right. No, Zayma loves you.
Sure.
And hey, kid, you can take a token for a crab walking race.
Hey, kid takes a little toki toke. And
takes
I'm
a what?
Alright, what is this?
A token. Just a token.
It takes
just
a token.
That's just a token.
You look over and Yuck Yuck just hands you a pre-roll.
Yeah. we're hitting the ganja. I take a token and I hit 13.
And as Hey Kid hits 13 tokens, tell us how Hey Kid starts to calm down. And then Gertrude, you're the one who gets to bring the chapter to the close at any point you desire.
Well, Yuck Yuck hands Hey Kid a spliff. And Hey Kid begins to like do this crab race thing and Yuck Yuck follows, they like fall and just kind of like stumble. and lay on the ground, is like, yuck, yuck, like licks their little face and begins to say, gets up and goes,
guys, can we play demon ball now?
But like in a tone that's like clearly a little sleepy and cranky. And they are saying this because it's what they want, but they want to take a little nappy.
Why don't we go hang out in the laundry room and maybe we can like, I don't know, roll the ball around the floor a little bit.
Hakid looks at Gertrude and goes,
"We play demon ball in the laundry room."
Kinda.
Okay.
And Gertrude's gonna lead Hakid and Yuck Yuck and be like, "Why don't you go sit over in that pile of sweatshirts over there?"
Hakid goes, "Okay, can I have some of Yazaba's favorite sheets?"
I'm pretty sure you ruined most of those.
Holds up just a fragment left.
Just like a little Hakid, bit.
Hakid grabs that little fragment and then lays on it with the ball. It's just like throwing the ball in the air up and down.
Real Steve McQueen in the cooler.
Yeah, exactly that.
And then I think, yeah, Gertrude's going to sort of like snuggle herself into a pile of laundry as well. That's like close to, but not immediately next to Hakid, of being like, I feel pretty, good in here.
Hakid takes the cooked sheet and kind of like scooches next to Gertrude and goes,
"Can I lay with you?"
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan.
And Hakid like lays down next to Gertrude and like takes this burnt sheet and like puts it over themselves, looks at Gertrude, and then like kind of scooches it onto Gertrude too so she can have some, and goes,
"You're a lot of fun, Gertrude, and I like you. I think we all like you, including Yazaba, and I'll tell Yazaba that you're the best one."
Don't tell Parrish. It's out.
What? What?
those frog ears are real sensitive.
Whom the frogs have such good hearing?
Meanwhile, Parrish and Sal are having that moment of like, we live here, but oh right, we also work here, and they're now just cleaning.
just kind of like, we look up at each other like every 4 or 5 minutes as we're cleaning, and we both have like tired face, and then we kind of like look and, you know, reminisce on the games together, just kind of silently, and just kind of go, right?
Right. So Gertrude, yeah, fully was like, well, you guys are the adults, you can clean this up.
And as Gertrude and Hakid are snuggling together on top of the washing machine, the last thing we see is kind of like the lights begin to fade as you guys fall off into a nap and into dreamland before you're rudely awakened for a moment by Sal opening the door and going, "Oh, sorry, just excuse me." And he opens the dryer and tosses all the sheets in and closes
when,
it up.
When you open the door, Yuck Yuck goes, "They're sleeping here."
Sorry. All right, I'll do these later. And Sal closes the door, and our chapter ends. And that is all for Chapter 5, Another Rainy Day of...
Yazaba Bed and Breakfast! Oh.
Sound pretty good on this end.
If you're hearing this, that means you listened to every last second of this episode. If you're not caught up yet, that's great, because then there's plenty more to listen to. But if you are caught up and you simply can't wait for the next episode, then you should head on over to patreon.com/myfirstdungeonpod and become a member of the Dice Pool. For just a few bucks a month, you'll get cast talkbacks, original games, and a full-length bonus actual play each and every month. As of the end of 2023, there is already over 20 hours of bonus audio, plus a whole bunch of other goodies to enjoy. So head on over to patreon.com/myfirstdungeonpod and jump into the Dice Pool. We'll see you there.